Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're going to have some church tonight. I can feel it already.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Hezekiah. Amen.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We're excited
Hallelujah.
About life. Life more abundantly today, Zoe, which is promised. Amen. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that you are celebrating life. I pray that the joy of the Lord is still your strength unto day.
Yeah.
Amen. On the inside of you, I know many of us are going through a lot. But God is not just able, he will do what he said he will do. Hallelujah. We ought to praise God on that alone, that he is a keeper if you want to be kept. He is a promise keeper in the name of Jesus. So we thank God that his promises are yea and amen to you
amen.
And I. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'm excited about this midweek service. Amen. Welcome to our, amen, virtual sanctuary in the name of Jesus. New Creation Christian Ministries, myself along with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I am Pastor Anthony Simmons. Welcome you today, amen. We believe that you have tuned in and there's a word, amen, from the Lord for you today. God will honor you. You've been faithful to tune in today, and I believe that because of the press, because of your due diligence, God is going to meet you right where you are. Hallelujah. So let me pray, amen, and you're going to hear another worship song. And then we're going to hear from our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth the word of God to us today. The word says that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So I thank God for natural food, but more than that, I celebrate that he has given you and I spiritual food, which we are about to partake of today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. You said your grace is sufficient, Lord, so we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper according to your word. We thank you that our eyes have not seen, nor has our ears heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for those who love you. Before the foundations of the world, you have chosen us to be your sons and daughters, so we thank you. And we, Father God, honor you today. We magnify you. We glorify you. We have tasted and seen that you are good. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for the words that's going to come forth today. Use Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Lord, to declare the word of God, Lord, that you have placed in her spirit as she pour out to us today. We need a word from you. We need to hear from you. So, God, speak to us. Speak to our spirit. Speak to every listener today in the name of Jesus. So we thank you in advance for a word in season and out of season. We thank you in advance for the word that will be sown into our hearts on today. We thank you for the seed of the word that will bear fruit in due season. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you and give praise to you. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Get excited, anticipate God to move in your situation.
Mm.
Expect God to speak to you directly today. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So after the next song, you're going to hear from my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, as she brings forth the word of God on today. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. The stress, the depressed. With the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. die.
Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing it.
Hallelujah. No matter how
it looks right now, I speak life. No matter what you're going through right now, I speak life. I speak life, blessings, prosperity. I speak life, amen, in the name of Jesus. Receive it, and go ahead and praise God for his word on today. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Well, this is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. There is a word from the Lord. This is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and God has given me a word in my belly to bring to you on today. So we're going to go right to the word. Grab your Bibles. Grab your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 12. Amen. And this is a fresh word from heaven. Amen. God gave this word to me this morning. This is a fresh word from heaven that God wanted me to speak. I had something else that I wanted to preach, but God said, no, I need you to tell the people what I need you to tell them today, amen, is that the process is just a test, amen, hallelujah. The process is just a test. Let us read Genesis chapter 12, starting with verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land into the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. Lord, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come into your sanctuary to hear your preached word. Now use me, your woman servant, to your glory, O God. Speak life into those, Father God, who are listening on today, O God. Father God, give hope to the hopeless, encourage the discouraged, O God. Father God, motivate those, Father God, who have gotten weary, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, ignite the fire to those who have just embers burning low. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you get the glory during this preaching time. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today that what you're going through is all a part of the process. Everything that you're facing today is a part of the process. And the word from the Lord today is that the process is just a test. My God, the process is just a test. Here we have Abram, and we know him as Father Abraham, and this is in the beginning when God first came to Abraham to make himself known to him. And he came to Abraham, who did not know the one true God, who worshiped foreign gods, who did not have, who was not a godly man, but God chose Abraham to show himself to and to begin to make a people for himself that would bring him glory on the earth, the people that he could take back to the Garden of Eden, the people that he could take back to the original plan. And God is saying to you on today that that's why he chose you. That's why God chose you. Out of all the members of your family, out of everybody that you know, God chose you specifically. Out of everything that you've been through, out of all the hell that you've had to face in your life, God chose you to be the one to survive. When so many people are dying and so many people are quitting, when so many people are not making it through the trials that life has to offer, you are still standing. And God is saying to you today that I chose you. Just like I chose Abraham, I have chosen you to make my name great in the earth. I have chosen you to bring glory to me in your life so that people will look on your life and glorify my name. God says, is saying on today that he chose you. It's no mistake that you're listening to the sound of my voice. It's not by chance that you came to New Creation Christian Ministries online sanctuary on today. It's not by chance that you are still standing after everything that you've been through, after all of the haters, after everybody has come against you, after your own family has let you down and rejected you, after you've been through the fire, and after you've been through the storm, you're still standing. And God says, it's not by chance, this is by divine purpose, because I have chosen you. My God, I'm receiving that word for myself on today. I can shout, I can run around this sanctuary right now, I could do some laps to know that I have been chosen by God. And Abraham was chosen by God. Abram, at the time, his name was Abram because God changed his name. My God, God changed his name so that his name, people would begin to call him what God had said about him. Abraham means father of many nations, my God. And God changed his name at a point in his journey with the Lord. God changed his name to symbolize that he was definitely going to fulfill the journey that God had set him forth on. And that's what God is saying on today. You know, no longer can people call you what they used to call you. Don't answer to what you used to answer to, because God has changed your name. And if you're still in the middle of it, God is saying, I am changing your name. I'm going to make your name great. People are going to call and say your name, and when they say your name, they're going to think about my greatness. They're going to think about my mercy. They're going to think about my grace. They're going to think about my power. They're going to want what you have. My God, my God, God is changing somebody's name on today as he changed Abram's name to Abraham. And God is saying he chose you just like he chose Abraham. And Abraham obeyed God and began to get up and got his wife, and Lot went with him, and they took their stuff and they left, and they began to move out on faith to go where God had called them to go, not really knowing where it was that God was taking them. And the Bible says that God took them, they went to the land of Canaan, which is where God was taking them, and that there were enemies, the Canaanites were in that land. You have to hear me on today. My God, just because you're going through warfare, just because people are coming against you, just because you have enemies right where you are, just because you're facing enemies today, it does not mean that God is still not taking you or has not taken you to where he has promised he would take you. My God, just because you're in a battle does not mean that it's a TKO, does not mean that you have lost, does not mean that the fight is over. It just means that you have to keep fighting, baby. It just means that God is still at work behind the scenes. It just means that God still has a plan for you. It just means when the enemy comes against you, that should be evidence to you that you're on the right track. My God, when your enemies are in the land, when your enemies are in the church, when your enemies are in your house, when your enemies are coming against you, when your enemies are on the job, when your enemies, my God, are talking about you, when your enemies, my God, are coming and trying to destroy the work that God has you doing. When the enemy's coming to try to steal your dream, my God, that lets you know that you're on the right path. It lets you know that you must be doing something right. You must be doing something right, because if you were on the wrong path, if you were not getting ready to receive the blessings of God, if you were not walking with God into the promises that he has promised you, then the enemy would not bother you. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and rejoice just because you have enemies. My God, the fact that you have enemies is reason for you to rejoice. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because your enemy is not going to bother you as long as you are on the same level as he or she is. See, the haters are not going to hate on you as long as you're doing ordinary things, my God, as long as God's blessings are not evident in your life, you're not going to have too much problem from your haters, my God. But go ahead and get yourself together. Go ahead and make up your mind that you're going to live for God. Go ahead and make up your mind that you're not going to quit. Go ahead and push towards your dreams. Go ahead and find the perfect love. You just go ahead and start making things happening according to what God has spoken in your life, and will watch the haters come out of the woodwork. Hallelujah. Even some of your friends, my God, even some of your so-called friends, family members, people who say they love you, my God, will find themselves turning against you. And you have to realize that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness, evil. Wickedness in high places, that the devil will find anybody that he can use, and he will take up residence in that person and begin to control that person's mind, thereby gaining control of that person's actions. And now you, your so-called friends, so-called loved ones are turning against you, and you got to know that that is a spiritual battle, my God. That's a spiritual battle, my God, because we're not fighting that person, but we are fighting the evil spirits, my God, that are controlling that person. And that's why we have to cast out Satan, my God, hallelujah. That's why we have to pray, my God, hallelujah, for our loved ones who are acting stupid, who are acting crazy, acting like they done lost their natural mind. That's why we have to pray for them, my God, because it ain't nothing but the devil, my God, making them act so foolish, huh? Making them act so hateful. My God, hallelujah. Keep praying for your loved ones. Keep lifting up your loved ones. It's just a test. It's just a part of the process, my God. And the process is just a test. You got to do like Abraham did, even in the middle of his enemies, my God. When God sent him to the land where his enemies were, Abraham did not run away. Abraham did not say, you know what, my enemies are here. I got to get up out of here. Abram didn't say, you know what, I might as well give up because I got enemies. Abram did not say, this is not my promised place because I got people in this place coming against me. But Abram believed God, my God. He believed God, and then he built an altar unto the Lord right there in the middle of his enemies. My God, praise God in the middle of your enemies. Worship God in the middle of your enemies. My God, build an altar unto God in the middle of your enemies. My God, that's the first thing that you have to do, is go ahead and build an altar unto the Lord. Abraham built an altar unto the Lord, and you have to build an altar in your heart unto God, my God. You got to build that altar, because that altar is a place of prayer, my God. The altar is a place where we go and we seek the face of God. Hallelujah. It's a place where we go to commune with God, and prayer is a two-way street. You know, it's a place where we go to let God know what's on our heart, and we hear what's on the heart of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The altar is also a place of worship, my God, and that worship helps us to remember what God desires, my God, and it motivates us to obey him. Hallelujah. Worship is an attitude of the heart, my God. Hallelujah. When you open up your heart to God and you remember that God has a plan for your life, and you remember that greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that is in the world. You build that altar to pray. You build that altar to worship God, and then you build that altar to remember God's promises to bless you. My God, the altar is a place where you go back to the altar and you kneel at the altar and you open up your heart to God, and you remember that God has said some great things. God has said some great things pertaining to your life. My God, I'm here. Who am I talking to out there today? God has said some great things pertaining to your life, and you got to come back to the altar. If you forget what God has said, you got to come back to the altar. You got to come back to the place where God first spoke to you. You got to come back to a place of remembrance, to remember God's promises to bless you, my God. Hallelujah. And the altar is also a place, hallelujah, that we go to renew our love and loyalty to God. It's a place of renewal. When your old, your love gets old, in the book of Revelation, God says, I have this thing against you that you have forgotten your first love. And God says, I need you to come back to the altar. I need you to come back to your first love. That's why I love the altar. I love altar ministry, because when people come to the altar, when people get out of their seats and make their way to the altar, they're coming broken. They're coming busted. They're coming disgusted. But not only that, but they're coming with renewed hope. They're coming remembering God. They're coming with a bowed down spirit, and they're saying, God, I need you. Lord, I need you. I need you. I don't need my brother. I don't need my sister. I don't need people right now, because people have disappointed me. But God, I need you. Lord, I need you to help me to remember what this walk with you was all about in the first place. Help me to remember, God, because I'm going through so much, God, and it's so hard, and it gets so hard, God. And I'm trying to keep from going under, God, but it's like a jungle out there, God. And I need you right now, Lord, to remind me, oh God, that I have the power. I need you to remind me, God, that there's a great call on my life. I need you to remind me, God, that my enemy is already defeated. Lord, I need you to remind me of where you're taking me. I need to come back to the altar. Some of us just need to come back to the altar, because times of refreshing are to be found in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So do like Abraham and build an altar. We have altar calls here in the virtual sanctuary at the end of the service, where you could just come to the altar in your heart, my God, and just give your heart to God all over again. We have altar calls at the location at 87 First Street, where we call you to the altar and you come to the altar, my God. But whatever you do, don't let the devil stop you from getting to the altar. Like the woman with the issue of blood. I mean, had been through much, just like you, just like me. She had been through much, but she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just get to Jesus, my God. And our altar represents the hem of his garment, my God. Our altar represents Jesus. If I could just get to God, if I could just get to the hem of his garment, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then God wants you to remember, while you're going through this process that's just a test, God wants you to remember about famine, my God. The Bible says that after Abraham built the altar, that there was a famine in the land. My God, after Abraham built the altar, there was a famine in the land. My God, and God wants you to know that even though there is a famine in the land, my God, hallelujah, that you are not to be intimidated by the famine, my God, because the famine comes to bring fear, my God. The famine equates with fear, my God. Fear, false evidence appearing real. The famine equates with fear, false evidence appearing real. See, the famine came, and you know, it's just a mirage, my God. And it's a spiritual mirage, my God. Even though there's a famine in the United States of America, and there's a drought, and there's a lack, my God, God is saying, I still will supply every need. No, I still will supply every need according to my glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I will supply. You got to hear me on today. God is saying, today I will supply your every need. God is saying to you on today, continue to seek first my kingdom. Continue to seek first my rule and my dominion in your life. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. Do the right thing. Pastor Emily preached it a couple of weeks ago. Just do the right thing. Keep believing God. Keep seeking his face. Stay at the altar. Keep pressing forward, my God. Keep touching the hem of his garment. Keep, my God, moving forward in faith, my God. Doing what you know is the right thing, my God. And watch God bless you. Watch God provide for you. Watch God. Watch God hold back and rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. Watch God, even while you're doing it in the time of your wilderness, my God. Some of you are in a wilderness. I hear you, Lord. Some of you are in a wilderness right now, but even during this time of wilderness, God is saying, if you will continue to seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, if you will continue to walk forward in faith, God is saying, I'm going to bring you out of the wilderness, and not only am I going to bring you out of the wilderness, but I will bless you in the midst of the wilderness. Hallelujah. God says, I will bless you in the middle of the wilderness. I will bless you in the middle of the famine. Do not let the famine in the land intimidate you. The famine is a test of your faith. My God, my God, my God. The famine is a test of your faith. In other words, what are you going to do when famine hits your block? What are you going to do when famine hits your house? Hallelujah. What are you going to do when what looks like lack comes down your street? Are you going to knuckle under and do like Abraham did and go down to Egypt? My God, got down to Egypt, and as he was going down to Egypt, told his wife Sarah, tell them you're my sister, because if you tell them that you are my wife, they are going to kill me. Abraham's fear of the famine, Abraham's fear of what would happen to him in Egypt, led him into sin. Do not let your fear lead you into sin. My God, trust God. Curse is the man, curse is the woman that leans on the arm of flesh. But blessed is the man, blessed is the woman that puts their trust in the Lord. Keep your trust on God. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. He will direct your path. The Lord will direct your path. My God, the process is just a test. God wants to know, will you pass the test? God wants to know, can you stand in the face of your enemies? God wants to know, can you stand in the face of famine? God wants to know, can you stand in the face of fear? My God, can you have faith in the face of fear? My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The famine. Don't let the famine make you scared. Don't allow fear to make you compromise your walk with the Lord. Do not lose faith in God's protection, provision, and process while you are on your way to obtaining God's promise. Let me say that again. Do not lose faith in God's protection, provision, and process while you are on your way to obtaining God's promise. Hallelujah. Even if you go to Egypt, so many people, Abraham went down to Egypt, my God, even if you end up in Egypt, I'm not talking about bondage, you know, to the point where you're in slavery, but so many people who are believing God for prosperity, believing God for success in their business, believing God for success in their ministry, my God. You believe in God, and God has called you off your job. Hallelujah. And you're believing that you don't have to go back to work. You're believing for that business to be successful. You're believing for God to provide for you in the ministry, my God. And it gets tight, my God. And you find yourself having to go back to work. And a lot of people who are entrepreneurs or preachers, pastors, equate the workplace with Egypt, my God. Hallelujah. But God allowed Abram, even on his way to the promise, you got to hear me on today, to go to Egypt, my God, to go down to find provision for his family, my God. And sometimes God will allow you to go back to work, my God, but you got to get the release from the Lord. And God will allow you to work a job and during the day while you work your business at night, or work a job during the day while you do ministry at the times when you are not working, my God. And God will allow you to go to this Egypt, my God, hallelujah, this type of Egypt, my God. But even if you go to Egypt, my God, don't get depressed in Egypt. Don't get discouraged in Egypt. Don't be dismayed in Egypt. And don't make Egypt, my God, your source, my God, because Egypt is only temporary, huh? My God, Egypt is a temporary place, my God, because Abraham could not stay in Egypt. They literally had to kick him out of Egypt. My God, when they found out that Abraham had lied about Sarah, and because God brought all kinds of curses down on Egypt, my God, on Pharaoh, and they said, you know what, get out of here, take your wife, take your stuff, and take some more stuff, huh, and get up out of here, my God. And that's what will happen when you're seasoned in Egypt. Somebody's on the job right now, and you believe in God, hallelujah, to release you from that job so that you could do your business full-time, so that you could do your ministry full-time, so that you could parent full-time. And God is saying the hold on, the wait on him, my God, because when he releases you, my God, you will know, because they're going to kick you up out of Egypt. I'm telling you, I was laid off. I got to the point where I thought my job had expired, my God, and they laid me off. They closed down the whole section where I was working. My God, God will release you from Egypt when it's time for you to begin to progress towards Canaan, my God, the promised land. God will release you from the land where he took you for provision for a season when it's time for you to progress to your promised land. My God, I feel a shout right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't let the famine, my God, push you into a place called fear. My God, false evidence appearing real, which will cause you to fall and sin. My God, continue to stand even in the midst of Egypt, because God is bringing you out. Hallelujah. God is bringing you out, and he's bringing you out, my God, with increase. My God, he's not bringing you out with lack, but God is bringing you out with increase. My God, hallelujah. And finally, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you got to let go of Lot. My God, hallelujah. You have to let go of Lot, my God. Abram, when he came out of the place where his father dwelt, he took his wife with him, and he took Lot. Lot went with him. He took Lot with him, and Lot was nothing but trouble to Abraham. Lot was nothing but trouble. Amen. Lot came to the point where he went with Abraham, and he was cool with Abraham for a season. Hallelujah. But Lot began to allow his character to reveal his real motivation for being with Abraham, my God. His character was revealed by his actions, my God. Lot began, my God, to compete with Abraham, my God. There was competition, my God. There were complications, and there was compromise on the part of Lot, my God. and that was his character. Lot was selfish. He was greedy. My God, he showed his true colors, that he really was not for Abraham. Who am I talking to? There are some people out there who have some people who are with you, but they are really against you. My God, they are not for you. Hallelujah. They are not happy about your blessings. Hallelujah. When Abraham got blessed, Lot got blessed. Come on, somebody. When Abraham got blessed, Lot got blessed. Lot was blessed because of Abraham. But then Lot got blessed to a point where he felt like he didn't have any more need for Abraham. Hallelujah. And then Lot's men began to come against Abraham's men, and Abraham had to go and say, look, let there be no conflict between us. We don't have to fight each other. We don't have to compete with each other. There's enough for us. Look out over this land and tell me, what do you want? And Lot took the best land. He looked out over the land. He took the most fertile land. He took the biggest portion. He says, I'll take that land. But it was near Sodom. My God, hallelujah. It was near Sodom, and Lot was tempted and lured there because of his characteristics, because of who he really was. On the inside, he was lured into Sodom. Ha, hallelujah. You got to let go of Lot, because Lot will drag you down. Listen, don't hold on to Lot. Don't hold on to anybody who is not conducive to your purpose. Ha, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to let some people go. You got to let some stuff go. You got to let some attitudes go, because Lot can represent an attitude. Lot can represent a sin. Lot can represent fear. Lot can represent doubt. Lot can represent anything that hinders you from moving towards and into the plan of God. Hallelujah. Lot is anything that hinders you from moving towards and into the plan of God. Hallelujah. And it was only when Abraham, hallelujah, let Lot go that God now came back to speak to Abram. In Genesis, hallelujah, and I'm closing right here, hallelujah. In Genesis 13, hallelujah, verses 14, hallelujah, I believe to about 17, God said this, God, it reads, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land to the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. It looked like some stuff had been stopped up because of Lot. But after Lot left, God came back to Abram and revisited Abram and said, now, Abram, now lift up your eyes. Your vision was blocked because of Lot. Who am I talking to out there? Your vision has been blocked because of Lot, because of the people, because of the things that have hindered you. Hallelujah. God is saying, now lift up your eyes, because I'm renewing the promise. God is saying, now it's time for you to get your focus back. Now it's time for you to get your strength back. Now it's time for you to get your power back. Now that I have removed the hindrance, now that Lot is gone, now that the greedy person, the person that's been competing with you, the person that's been trying to make you compromise your faith is out of the way. God says, now we can do business. Now it's time for you to walk into the blessing. Who am I talking to out there? This is your season. This is your time. The sin has been removed from your life. Lie has been removed. The hindrance has been removed. The obstacles have been removed. Now it's time to move forward, to move forward into all that God has promised you. Now it's time for you to move forward in the process. The process, the test. It's time for you to move from process to promise. This is your Kairos, baby. This is your season. This is your time. This is the time for you to move from process to promise. You have passed the test. The process is just a test. God has been removed. It's time. The hindrance has been removed. It's time. The doubt has been removed. It's time. Unforgiveness has been removed. It's time. Fear has been removed. Let go of lie. Drop the weight. Drop it like it's hot. Drop every hindrance. Drop every weight. Drop every burden. My God, build the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cast out fear. Hallelujah. And get rid of lies. Because the process was just a test. And now it's time for you to move into your new season with God. It's time to walk into the promise in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Give God some glory in this place. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. You're worthy, O God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's part of the process, my God. And the process is just a test. You hear me? Hallelujah. What you're going through is just part of the process. But you got to know on today that the process is just a test. I can shout and run right now, Pastor Emily. My God, that word is like fire run up in my bones. I'm the first partaker. I don't know about anybody else, but I receive that word today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a powerful word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. You hear so many people right where they are, Pastor. It's just amazing. You know, as a pastor, as a man of God, the people I talk to in today's world, so many are right there where you minister to today. The first part you were starting off talking, the ones that are coming against us are the ones we least expect to come against us. And that is a heavy blow to anybody where, you know, like Judas, Jesus said, you betrayed me with a kiss. And it's just amazing who the enemy works through. And we can't take it personally. Like you said, it's not personally. So, you know, Jesus told Peter, Satan, get behind me. But he was speaking to that spirit. So I want you to pray as we close out because even as you ended, you know, your word, you were saying some of us are even running with the wrong crowd still. We refuse to let go of some folk. We refuse to break away from certain people. And when Abraham got rid of Lot, the covenant was reaffirmed. Things began to blow up. Abraham, God began to bless and keep his promise to Abraham. That's when the promise of Isaac came forth, when Lot was out of the picture. So I believe it's going to relate to our lives and hit us in a mighty way when we remove some people out of our lives, when we trust God, when we obey the word of God, and when we, just like you said, walk by faith and not by sight. Because, Pastor Rebecca, some people really did step out on faith and stepped into ministry, started a great work for God, and they don't see any sign of what they said yes to coming to pass. So I want you to pray in those areas to encourage that person that did step out and left everything for God, and also those people with the inability to break loose from people that don't mean them any good. And those who have been hurt by some people that they love and thought was another way, but the thing was revealed that those people was not really for them anyway. So pray as God leads you in those three areas, because we're in a day where, unfortunately, we really got to trust God.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, repeat the three areas, please. Hallelujah.
The first area is the fact that we still have not let go or removed some people from our lives that God really wants removed. Secondly, I pray for those who have stepped out in faith and really don't see the manifestation or don't see signs or any promise of what they're believing God for. And finally, I pray for just more ability to discern for those who really have come against us who we did not expect and hurt us in a way that we still are kind of thrown by the way some people have come against us in this hour.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, I thank you for those in the sanctuary under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, at the altar, right now, God, we're coming to your altar. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we, Father God, are asking, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will touch my brother, touch my sister, Lord, and remove, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, help to remove every hindrance, oh God, from their lives, oh God. Remove every hindrance, oh God, from their lives, oh God. So many people, so many things, oh God, that are hindering them from moving into the fullness of everything that you have for them. So Lord, I ask, Father God, right now, Father God, that you, Father God, will, Father God, even remove those hidden enemies, oh God, out of their lives. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the brother, for the sister who has stepped out on faith, oh God. And maybe they're feeling a little discouraged right now, God. Maybe they're feeling like they can't pass the test. But God, I pray for that brother. I pray for that sister right now, Lord, that they will, Father God, we have their faith renewed, oh God. Stir them up in their belly, oh God. Remind them of your promise, oh God. Even as they are at this altar on today, God, remind them that no weapon formed against them can prosper, oh God. Give them hope for their future, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and finally we pray for greater discernment, oh God. Lord, help, oh God, those under the sound of my voice to be able to discern, Father God, the lots in their lives, oh God, who is for them and who is really against them, oh God. Hallelujah. So many times we're dropping everything to go out and save the lot, oh God. Go out and, Father God, capture, Father God, lot back from the enemy, oh God. Lot back from trouble, oh God. So many of our family members are distracting us, oh God, and stopping us, oh God, from being focused on what it is that you have given us to be focused on. So, Lord, help us to discern. Help us to discern who was for us. Help us to discern who the devil is using to come against us as enemies, oh God. And help us, Lord, to have the right response, oh God. Even in the middle of all of this, help us to continue to walk in love. So, Lord, I thank you for those, Father God, who are receiving this prayer on today, God. I thank you, Lord, for divine manifestation and supernatural release into their lives of the promise of your blessings, of the promise of your prosperity, of the promise of your provision, and of the promise of your protection. So, Lord, thank you for helping each and every person, oh God, here in this sanctuary to make it through the process so that they could come to the place of promise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hand it back over to you, Pastor Anthony.
Amen. I believe God honors that prayer. Somebody's going to get the courage and ability to make the hard decision and make the hard choices. Hallelujah. So we got a couple of minutes left in this service today. Please send us a gift offering, a love offering, a monetary offering. $10, $20, whatever God sends you. We are right here in the state of New Jersey, the Garden State. Our church is located in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We are at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. The zip code for that area is 07206. You can send it slow way, hard mail, or you can look at our website and send electronically. Surf through the website and you'll see how you can send us a gift today. Hallelujah. And meet us tonight in Elizabeth. We will be there, 87 First Street, tonight in Elizabeth, New Jersey, for our midweek hour of power service. God moves every Wednesday night to get a word, a revelation from God. God speaks to us in a mighty way. Occur anywhere in the area, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, please press your way out. You will not be disappointed. And again, tell people about this broadcast, this midweek service broadcast. People need a word. Some are getting discouraged and depressed and giving up in this hour. But we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I thank God. Pastor, I thank you for that word today because, again, it hits so many people right where they are. As we get phone calls and talk to people, they're right where you minister to today. And Lot got into a lot of trouble by disobeying God and being greedy and being deceptive. And Abraham had to go bail him out. And many times we have to go, like you said, retrieve Lot from a mess that they got themselves into. So we just thank God that God will give us discernment and the ability to help other people. Our message is never not to help people, but we got to be led by God. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, if you have anything else, honey, we're at that top of the hour, and I don't know if you have anything in these last few seconds.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. No, that is it. If you just give us the benediction, we will go down from this place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your word today. Restore the virtue, Father God, and the anointing that was used by my wife today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the word that is well on good ground today. We are the hearers, and your word will produce fruit in due season. So, Lord, as we go down from this place, never from your presence, may the peace of God be with us, the joy of the Lord be our strength, and the love, agape, unconditional love, ours, hence now, and forevermore. Beloved, go in peace and serve your God. We love you. See you this time next week. God bless.
God bless you. Amen.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song to praise. Pressure filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on.
He's healing me. He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him.
I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you.
I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, that's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am.
I'm
going
to worship.
I'm going to worship you. Yes, I am. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. My heart is long for this moment with thee.